Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Jay, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio as I blog my Bible studies. And today I'm doing a study in James chapter 4, and I'm glad that you could join me. I keep these Bible studies about 10 minutes per chapter, and it's really to make it convenient for listening to. So here we go in James chapter 4, verse 1. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war. Yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. That's a pretty heavy-duty scripture right there. And we live in a society where we're taught to fight for our rights. And here we say that here in James chapter 4, it says that we have fighting among us, and that's because we fight for our rights. We come from our desires for pleasure, our desire to take care of self, basically, and it's taught. But according to the Bible, it's taught by our society, but according to the Bible, it's considered lust. We're not to do anything in this life to take care of self, as it were, except to depend solely on God, to trust solely on God. Now, what does that mean, trust in God? What does it mean to be God-guided? What does it mean, and how does one be God-guided? Well, it requires the emptying of self. You and I, we really need to check ourselves to see if we're still living by the world's system, by the world's psychology, by the world's philosophies, by the world's sociology, by the world's economy. And if we're trusting in those systems and we're trying to advance ourselves in this world, we sin. Our trust is to be solely on God, one day at a time, to have ourself removed from the equation and to receive the guidance on God from God to do this. And how do you know if you've done this or not? Well, are you fighting with others? Are you struggling with others? Are you trying to make a mark for yourself in this life on your own? That is sin. And how will you know the difference between being self-guided and God-guided? Well, that's between you and God. But I can tell you that it has to do with humbling yourself before God and trusting yourself was crucified with Christ at his cross. And you've been resurrected and sat in heavenly places, and that's the position that you want to come from. You don't want to come from, I don't want to come from, any church member does not want to come from selfish desire. Yet, our society teaches to come from selfish desire. In fact, it promotes it. James 4 For adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God. Whoever, therefore, wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scripture says, in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously. He gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Gives grace to the humble. More strong words. So being a friend with the world is considered to be an adulterer or an adulteress. And friendship with the world, and the world's, like I said, philosophy, psychology, even theology and sociology, friendship with that is enmity with God. So if you, when you're being friend with the way of the world, with the competitive world, and joining in that competition, you are actually committing adultery against God because you're not trusting in God. And so we can get caught up in this system. In order to survive, we take our selfish drives, we take the system in which we are born into, and we combine them to promote our own success. But God calls that sin. Scripture says the Spirit dwells in us jealously. We are, you are, I am, to trust fully in God because God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Verse 7. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep, and let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Well, all of this is made possible, this submitting to God and resisting the devil and drawing near to God and cleansing our hands, purifying our hearts, abstaining from double-mindedness, the weeping and the mourning and the humbling of ourselves in the sight of the Lord happens for us at Christ's cross. See, we are crucified, all that pride, all that selfish desire, our connectedness to this world is crucified with Christ. Verse 10 says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Crucified with Christ, nevertheless, I live, yet not I. And where am I lifted up to? The heavenly places. Heavenly places. Where's the heavenly place at? It's right here, right now. But you cannot hop over your pride to get it. A lot of us do that. We hop over our own selfish desire and try to add to ourselves spirituality. No. It says to mourn and weep. over our condition, to humble ourselves, to see that pride, to see that adultery in our lives, to see that we're committing adultery on the Lord by depending on ourselves and this world around us. Crucifixion of that self, that self-driven self that's filled with pride and filled with the thought, I can do it, and filled with that competitive edge to make its mark in this world and shakes hands with this world to do it. No. If you want to be lifted up in the Lord, all that has to die. Now you be God-guided. I'll be God-guided. When self is moved out of the way. Now verse 11, here comes a clincher. Do not speak evil one another. He who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. Because we talked about three different laws, the royal law, the Ten Commandments, and the law of freedom in Christ, or liberty in Christ Jesus. My brother is set free in Christ. I have no right to judge him. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge another? All of us get entangled in this world. And none of us are better than one another. None of us. Come now, you who say today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? Even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills or wills we, or we shall live and do this or that. We're completely, completely dependent upon God. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. If you're boasting in your arrogance, if you're living wrong, admit it. Admit it. It's one of the hardest things to do. Ask the Lord to reveal to you. I ask the Lord to reveal to me. How selfish am I? Lord, am I really depending upon you? But now you boast in your arrogance, and all such boasting is evil. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. And what is good? Good is getting self out of the way and humbling ourselves totally to the work that God did to redeem us from this world at the cross. And we are humbled before him. Thank you for joining me in the Bible study, and until next time, may God bless you.